The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Welcome to episode 873 BC. Today, couple of new guys and an old favorite, Jared Helfer, who I think we're gonna have on next week. Also, I mean, if he'll have us, we'll have him. You know what I mean? But outside of that, we have the premiere, the introduction of two more characters into the regular episodes family. That's right, Reggies. We've got Brian Rowe and Eric Damon. Brian and Eric have been coming out to comedy. And after people come out long enough, I'm just like, I better have them on the podcast. You know what I mean? A lot of people come and go. You don't realize that. And that doesn't mean that I won't come and go or they won't come and go, but at least they stuck around long enough to make a show. So today, on record, Telling Lies, episode 873 BC, what we're calling Naughty or Nicaea. We have, I'm going to call it an unpaid sponsor, unaffiliated, I'm sure, in no way wishing to associate with the episode. We have, let me look it up because I fucking wrote it goddamn down. Ugh. Oh, here it is. Here it is. In Ford City, Pennsylvania, it's Heilman Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Now, if you're listening today and you're in the Ford City area, that's Saturday. Today is bingo night, baby. The church loves bingo. Why is it churches do bingo? It seems like gambling, but it's not gambling. Seems like gambling. Anyway, if you want to go gamble blasphemously, do it at Ford City at Heilman Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I grew up in an Emmanuel Lutheran church, and I like to pretend that this place would make me feel like I'm at home. Never been. Check it out. Also, there's a show tonight at Kingview I will be on if you are listening today. That is Saturday. And other than that, let's get into the episode 873 BC, Naughty or Nicaea, with Brian Rowe, Eric Damon, and Jared Helfer.
Yesterday.
Like, that's true. I saw people on motorcycles yesterday.
Yeah.
Scott, they call that the indigenous summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Heard of this?
Yeah, the Doors do a great indigenous summer song. They should bring that back. We should be allowed to say it just for that, you know. Or Indian summer and mean like the other kind
and
of
Indian burn, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Those two are grandfather clause in. We all grew up saying them.
Exactly. I mean,
Eastern Indian summer.
Yeah, that is. And then it's really hot. And
yeah, we can do indigenous casino. You know? No one's getting mad that they have to do that.
Right. They're going. That's because they win in that scenario.
Yeah.
Like, you're not putting anybody down.
You know what you never see? An indigenous buffet.
Yeah, that is true.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Where's the goddamn Tatanka?
Maize,
you know what I mean?
Maize and buffalo meat?
They'd have buffalo wings, but they were actual buffalo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And every part. Yeah, you'd think every Indian buffet, like a Native American buffet, would be a buffet because they use every.
It's
part
indigenous
of,
peoples,
right,
okay?
Right.
Use every part of the animal.
I think that's the whole
buffalo
point.
Buffalo eye jelly or whatever. Squeeze out the. Squeeze out
on
the
your
jelly.
Corn based toast, is that what it would be? Or Do they have bread?
Maize. They call it maize.
Maize.
For God's sakes. You guys are very insensitive to culture. I'm trying to start potatoes.
They gave us mashed potatoes, and they gave us gravy. They? Well, yeah, because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
they
don't did you remember that by Thanksgiving hand? Dinner? Every one of those dishes is a traditional indigenous recipe.
And marshmallows.
Did the pilgrims even
how
have
funny would that
hand
be?
Blenders?
Beer,
that
yeah, beer that your uncle drinks too much of uh-huh. and makes a scene. That and was goes, the first Thanksgiving.
And goes to the indigenous casino to...
Dude, how cool is it to imagine the indigenous peoples walking up with a ton of food, being like, dude, Jamestown, we see it. You're starving. You motherfuckers are going down. You're too weak to fight. You're too weak to fight. We're going to give you some food. And they're like, thanks for the food. Now let me explain to you how to cook it. Like these guys were like, okay, Mr. Mohawk, you know what I mean? We're not having any freaking scalp burgers or whatever.
Mashed potatoes. That was the worst example. You just chew on them.
That's true. They're all mashed. The indigenous were pissed. They're like, why are you chewing it twice? Uh-huh. They're like, you're chewing it with your hammer, and then you chew it with your mouth. This makes no sense.
Pre-chewed potatoes. That's what they were first called.
Yeah, the original mashing method was just potatoes. Elderly people.
Mama Bird's special potatoes.
That's a bad marketing campaign.
Those are grandma. Yeah, that's grandma's mashed, dude. Grandma's mashed potatoes. You know, because she had to mash them. She couldn't chew them. She didn't have no teeth left. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call them. Don't call them chewed potatoes. A lot of people don't know that.
Probably use like
gummed potatoes.
Yeah, she gummed the fuck out of those potatoes.
What is that mashed? Mashed liquor? Is that mashed liquor?
Mash is like the shit that you put into a still to make liquor.
Okay.
Oh.
So like you take a bunch of fruit because it's got sugar and then yeast and then something else and you know what I mean? And then like you boil it slowly and that's it. But they call that substance mash.
Okay, and then you add the alcohol?
Yes, God adds the alcohol.
Buy some alcohol from the store. Then you pour it in.
Regular rubbing alcohol will work every time. That's what I've come to learn.
Yeah, that packs a punch.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, is yours not on?
Is it?
I don't know what's going on with it.
Can you hear me? Check.
It's not as good as anybody else, right? It's terrible almost.
Well, that's just operator error. That got loud for a bit there.
Operator Eric.
Smooth tones.
All right.
I was going to say, it is interesting that, like,
I do that sometimes. No one ever heard that except for us. I slam something on the table. All right. Anyway.
That was just for us.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, but right. Good. But not as much as I want. Anyway. Wow. I really got us off the... We were mashing it up real good, and
we started out strong with the racial, you know, getting the race stuff out of the way first is always.
I do think it's really funny that Thanksgiving is all of us in there, like supposed to be a meld day, you know, a moment of fucking peace, and all the dishes have got to be European dishes.
Right.
Can you think of a single? You think that the fucking indigenous were walking up with a can full of cranberry juice and letting it slide out? Uh-huh. No, dude.
Yeah, that's definitely an English thing.
Yeah, but. Dude. It's so funny that, like, not a single dish from North America made it into the
I wonder, what were they eating? Like, what did they bring? Like, it must have been, like, this sparrow pie or something. Like
I mean,
that.
Anything
like,
they could like kill and corn, right?
It was a quiche. Yeah. Sparrow quiche.
Yeah, they probably had eggs.
River water.
No.
Yeah, we should at least drink river water. And
you know, my mom won't
Pittsburgh.
Even invite them over.
The indigenous?
Yeah, we don't even have them over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know what? I think an American tradition should be that on Thanksgiving, all of like the reservations have to gather everything that they've produced for the year. And bring it to the whites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
They kind of have taken a little time off from helping us out.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
They're getting lazy.
I get the idea, you know. But, like, yeah.
It's tradition.
I think we do need some help, you know.
Remember the first one when you guys all cooked for us? That was great.
Yeah. But we told you what to make.
Right.
That was what's important.
No, I don't. I don't like maize, whatever that is.
We don't drink maize bread, okay?
No, it's probably like it probably did start off with like it's like actual Thanksgiving where it's like when it gets a little too late, you know, you're drunk enough and it's like 10:30 and yeah. It's like, we're done. You know what I mean? There's an unwritten we're done rule of like, get the fuck out. You know, at Thanksgiving. Like,
oh, so you're saying that the indigenous brought all the food over to us?
Yeah.
And then they overstayed their welcome?
Maybe, just a little bit. You don't maybe that's how it started. That's
you don't think it's, these people are, it's yeah. the other way around, where they're like...
Or we overstayed our welcome?
They're falling asleep on the couch.
You zoom out far enough, yes. Well, it seems saying, like we may have stood... Look, stayed a little longer
Puritans
than that.
Puritans are real sticklers about the rules, but... you know what I mean, sometimes. So, you know.
Yeah, it's like...
So hey, our sticking around is just an overcorrection of the
I just want to watch some football.
Something like that. Something like that.
We're going to watch
the
game.
It all came out in the wash.
It's like, the Redskins are on at 7:30.
yeah. It's about that time.
Irishmen must go home.
Like, yeah. Bears versus Eagles was probably yeah. the first.
That was the first Super Bowl, dude. Super Bowl. Actually, a lot of people don't realize that the Eagles invented the forward pass, but it was almost kind of a run the way they did it.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is
well, the Bears, I mean, they were obviously had a strong running game.
Right.
Yeah. No yeah. one will ever know. For it was it is lost to the sands of time.
So if Bears could play football, do you think, like, Grizzly Bears would be better than Poly Bears?
I think it would still be like camouflage.
Is this another like, race thing?
No, I don't know. Well, like I'm just saying, you know, like
I think a winter game.
Different bears.
I think polar bears would be better.
The Minnesota polar bears.
Polar bears are supposed to be the most dangerous.
Yeah, so? I think that's true.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too.
But that's why we banished them to.
Yeah. That's true, dude.
Stay the fuck away.
They used to hang out in Miami.
Yeah. They're fucking fur coats, you know what I mean?
Actually, they originally were in Atlanta, and that's where Coca-Cola comes from. Do you guys know about that?
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yeah, the strong polar bear heritage, you know what I mean?
Then we sent them to Antarctica. Like how it was like a penal colony, like Australia.
Right. You know? Yeah, a lot of people don't know a lot of Coca-Cola is actually made in the North Pole.
Yeah, it's like toilet wine. You know? It's Antarctic toilet wine.
Yeah, up there they think it's stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Down here it's fucking marketable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's all about how, it's all advertising.
Right, it's exotic, and everybody wants to visit Antarctica for the sake of having a rum and Coke. You know, that's
is that what they're known for? That was a Jamaican thing.
I think it is.
I think so.
Oh, Jesus.
Or Cuban. It's Cuban. Cuba Libre.
How Cuba Libres are good.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a?
That's
can
a
we,
rum
are we
and
just
coke.
Gonna?
That's a rum and
basically
coke.
Rum and yeah, coke. Yeah.
Cuba Libre. So it's like a chupacabra or what's a libre?
Libation.
I think
like
liberation.
Libre.
I'd assume it's like.
I was thinking more like Molotov.
No, Libre is unit because this goes back to. This is just me sussing it out. Goes back to Libra, which is a constellation. No, I'm thinking.
Which is you, right?
It's not the scales. What's the scales one?
The lady. The justice.
Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
Dude, am I right? Is it Libra? God damn it. Yeah, because pounds. LB, right? Libra?
I've lost it.
You've got the source of all knowledge in your
Pisces.
Hand right now.
Is it Pisces the one with the scales?
No, that's...
what do you want to call that?
Okay.
What do you want to call that? You want to call it a constellation?
Oh, wow. I didn't even get that.
Constellation with scales.
I think I know two... What is your...
According to Wikipedia, Libra is a constellation of the zodiac and is located in the southern celestial hemisphere.
It's the scales one?
Yeah, so that's why they say Libra for a booze, because it's a serving, a unit.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I'm suspecting.
That was a very good epistemology lesson, I feel like.
Isn't it called etymology? I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe it is.
What is epistemology? Is that what...
That's when you're Episcopalian.
I was going to say, is that some sort of Protestant shit?
Yeah, it's a Protestantism. none for me, thanks.
Eric, we should ask you. Well, first of all, both of you guys... First time in the episode, show. Thanks for coming in a bunch.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
I guess I'll have everyone introduce themselves. Everyone knows the name of...
Jared Hilfer.
Hell yeah, dude. Regular right here on the show. Moving around the table because no one wants to hear any more about him. Let's be honest.
Fair enough, yeah.
Next.
And this is Eric Damon.
Eric Damon. Let them hear your voice so they know who you are.
This is my voice. I'm still talking. To my voice. You can hear it.
And the Eric rounding out, round. I don't know. I tried.
That was good. Brian Rowe. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Thanks
from Brian Rowe Enterprises.
Yes. The very same.
Yeah. Mike Rose.
Well, he spells his name wrong, but yeah,
Well, that's his stage name.
Okay. Yeah.
He's your uncle, dude.
My uncle. We.
You're in line for the throne.
Last I saw him at Thanksgiving, he said some racial epithets, and then. We let him go. We sort of fired.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
I guess true. I guess Do you think, not to pick on you, do you think it's interesting that your last name is Damon, and that's so close to demon?
I was literally...
Yep. Yeah. And I'm sure you never heard that before.
Yeah, you've never... No,
never in youth football did anybody ever introduce me as Eric the Demon Damon as I ran out onto the little field pretending like I was going to play for
that's
real.
That's sick as hell.
Yeah.
Well, the listener doesn't know, but Eric, you're in some sort of affiliation as a preacher, we're going to call it.
I am an ordained minister in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
Minister.
Oh. I'm an ordained minister.
So you're a George Bush guy,
as well.
Evangelical. Was
slightly different use of the word evangelical.
He was big with the evangelicals. That's all the news would say when he was in office anyway. Yeah.
The U.S. evangelical and Germany evangelicals.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that. Is that like Hitler adjacent or what?
It's real pre-Hitler. The
it's Hitler. It's not adjacent at all. It's actually systemic.
In the medieval period, evangelos was the word for the good news.
Is that why evil is evil?
That's. I'm not even picking up what you're throwing down.
Never mind. Go ahead.
But evangelos, word for the good news. The Germans rose against both Martin Luther.
Right.
Went against the Catholic Church to say it was just about the good news and. Not about the administration, and so they were the evangelical church.
Yeah, they were like, we don't need all of this permission. We should just be able to, like, deal it out with God, right? That was kind of like Martin Luther's bit.
That's a good simplification of it.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I don't need to come up to you and be like, can you read me the words? Yeah. Can you tell me what the words mean? I just want to read them and do it myself. Because didn't he print it? That was his thing. He printed the Bible?
Yep. First Bible that wasn't in Latin.
Yeah, the original Martin Luther. He was like,
it was a big deal.
It was like the internet. Yeah. It really was like the internet for the time. Because that was, I mean, God was God and everyone was the Catholic shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then like, whoa. You mean I can just type to God?
They were saying that Dan Carlin. Do you ever listen to that Dan Carlin Prophets of Doom podcast?
I do not.
That's a good
I've heard it, but it's been a long time.
That's a good one. It's just all about like that time period of like late 1400s.
1499.
It's Dan Carlin, is that right?
Yeah, what rhymes with press? What year rhymes with press? Like in something 1490 whatever.
1490 press.
Gutenberg made press. I forget what it is.
Why would anyone have a
It's something like
1 through 10, dude. It even ends with S. No,
Come on, dude.
Well,
isn't it
1490?
50 fest.
And 15 less.
50 fest.
Yeah. It's like that convoluted fucking like 4 score 7 years ago type of language. Like that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Look, around 1490s, a lot of rhymes were happening.
Too much to remember to be a mnemonic device.
But it was around that time where it was like they were saying like the. The reason why, like, Luther did what he did was because no one was able to, get the Bible. Like, you would have to go to a preacher, and they would have to read the Bible for you. Like, that guy,
you mostly just went to church and listened to them read it for an hour every Sunday, and you're like, God, I'm 1 hour closer to being in heaven.
And because, like, no one can read, it's like an extra magic trick when you're reading the Word of God.
Not only that, but but when you read, you say a word that sounds nothing like a word that you understand.
Yeah, a doth.
And you're like, whoa, dude, this guy knows words I don't know, and he can read them.
It's like that Denzel Washington movie, The Book of Eli, because he's got the Braille Bible, and he's the only one who can read it.
Yeah.
And then they have it printed. And
so he brings the Bible again.
Yeah, he plays Martin Luther.
In a future dystopia state.
Martin Luther shoots guys in the head.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know Matt Damon was actually first in line for that.
Oh, yeah.
I do that every once in a while.
What's his name? Isn't Idris Elba playing Luther? in the
oh, is it? No. Oh, yeah. I was like, man, did I get that so wrong?
I missed it.
I haven't seen that
somebody
show.
Got it.
Badass Martin Luther would be pretty cool. They should reboot that.
Lincoln when he had the axe and killed vampires. Yeah. But with Martin Luther doing whatever he does. Shit up.
Martin Luther pedophile slayer?
Yeah. Sick as hell. Yeah, which Christian story would you want adapted into like a
That's true. Let's
boss
make
story starring like 90s or like 2000s. Denzel Washington.
Let's convert it into an anime and then convert the anime into a Denzel Washington movie.
Okay, yeah, that's
Denzel Washington
dope. Yeah.
But what story converts best into those two genres? You know what I mean? Not best, obviously, but anything jumped to mind.
Get the Council of Nicaea when they were trying to figure out what they all agreed on.
I have a pretty
And
sick.
In the legend, St. Nicholas punches Athanasius in the face in the middle of the argument.
Okay.
I want a guy dressed like Santa punching your Denzel Washington character right in the face.
Okay. Damn. Denzel versus Santa. I don't know who I'd pick.
There is a story. No.
Have you seen the new Santa thing?
Saint Nick looks more like a Klingon. Though.
Did you see the new Santa thing? Violent Night.
Violent Night. I didn't see that. But
I did not see that one. I did see what I think it must clearly have been ripped off of, which was like an early 90s movie on like Bounce. You know what I mean? Okay. Have you guys ever watched like Antenna TV? There's a show, there's an episode, their channel called Bounce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Late night.
Yeah, dude. And there was this Santa who was like demonic, and he realized he had a chance to break his curse or something like that. Anyway,
Bad Santa. I saw that movie.
Well, that one was hell of a good.
That was a great movie.
There's Jack Frost. Remember the Jack Frost movies?
Santa versus Denzel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Denzel obviously wins, I feel like.
Even against Bad Santa? Bad Santa might just Indiana Jones him and then just shoot him right in the chest as
Now,
Denzel's
are we talking
like,
about Sling Blade guy, Bad Santa? What's that guy's name?
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. See, he's not very strong.
He's too drunk to beat him.
That's what I'm saying. He might just shoot him.
Oh, yeah, you're
just
right.
Just like
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones when Denzel's like Denzel's like trying to walk up to him and give a speech and he goes
Yeah, it's got to be Santa.
I watch that.
All right, so Santa and Denzel Washington are feuding until Sling Blade comes in later.
So he reverts from Bad Santa to Sling Blade.
We'll figure this out.
Well, you could do a frame
Eddie Murphy
story.
Playing all the characters.
Yeah. Naughty or Nicaea is what.
Oh yes. How does this all relate to the Nicene Creed again? We really got off.
I think so.
Off the story.
You could do a frame story with the Nicene Council and then go into individual passages
Individual
of the Bible.
I need a Cliff's Notes on the Nicene Council.
I think that's what's happening right now.
So like 300 years after Jesus has, whatever you believe, died or gone off into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
All of the people who claim to follow him throughout the world have all kinds of different ideas as to who the hell he is.
Right, because they all played that fucking telephone game in class, and then it went out to like in Greece. They're like, it turns out it's blah 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 purple monkey dishwasher.
But meanwhile, Constantine has decided that he's going to unify the empire under Christianity.
All right.
And so you can't do that if you don't actually all agree on what the hell that means.
Good political move. So he's time, a lot of Christian voters in the slang.
Right.
So he you says, everybody that come on in, and we have to have a debate and figure out what it is that we all believe so the empire can have an official thing that we believe. And
so what's Nicene mean?
Nicaea is where it was.
Okay, so it's a region. It makes sense. Because you said, what's his name, in Greece or something? I don't fucking know. Rome?
Yeah, is that Italy?
It was Rome. Yeah, he's emperor of Rome.
So that must be adjacent to Niacin or whatever.
Yeah, one of the last.
Constantine is another great 90s movie about vampires.
I thought you were going into history. I thought you were like, Constantine actually had a great influence on the progression of... And you're like, it was a movie?
My religion is 90s Keanu vampire Reeves. Movie.
Hell yeah,
I think Keanu Reeves could play the emperor in that movie.
He would love to play Jesus. That's what pisses me off about that guy. He would be like, I don't know, me. I'll play Jesus. It's like
Keanu?
You already did that a couple times.
He's too humble, dude. He's like the world's best celebrity. Did you hear these rumors? Have you heard these rumors?
That he's
about
the
Keanu?
world's best celebrity? What's the rumor?
So like he does random acts of kindness and never publicizes it and stuff.
Oh, really?
But like, I guess kind of like Bill Murray does that. Like Bill Murray will pay somebody's tab.
It's more like chaotic.
And
Bill Murray's more chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might throw a kid in a trash.
But like Keanu, he was going somewhere in California to somewhere else in California on a plane.
Okay.
First class or whatever he does. And the flights were all canceled or something. And he was like, well, I'm going to get a car for myself to go to. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to get buses. Anyone who's going to be on that plane with me is going to get there tonight.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
that is pretty amazing.
That's pretty nuts, right?
That's so nice. It would be funny, though, if he was like the bus driver with like a really big hat on.
He pulls up.
We're going to get there tonight.
His horn's like...
Who is this Joker? Like, you look familiar. Were you in Dracula?
Drive the bus.
Yeah,
it's funny because all I know of Keanu is like, what drag? You're right.
Sandra Bullock.
He's like, guys, don't worry, we're gonna get there on time.
Or
but
it's gonna
getting
blow
off
up.
The bus is going to be difficult.
Yeah. The two of them would just travel by bus together just for the fun of it.
Yeah, it would freak people.
That
out.
Would be a joy of my life to hear out. About that.
God damn, Nicias, pretty good. I think like Catherine? Isn't Catherine a badass?
I do not know enough about Catherine
like
the Great to expound.
Well, Catherine Wheel?
I called her Cat, but that's cool.
Did
she
cat?
Her life. Yeah. She got it wrong.
She
thought you were reincarnated. But back when I knew her, Cat was pretty cool.
Was
you know what I mean?
What do you think of
Cat the Eye?
Who's the Beyonce of Russia at the end?
Yeah.
Dude, what do you think about Simons? Like, Simon of the Desert?
Is he the guy who goes up in the tree?
Yeah, he, like, stood on a tower for, like, 40 years.
Oh.
Did he say anything when he's up there, Simon?
Yeah, did he grow his hair out? Is it a reverse Rapunzel thing?
Yeah, there's a guy named Simon who made a tower, right?
Yeah.
What did Simon say from his tower?
Uh-huh. Simon says, believe.
Anything you want, and you listen to it, or else you lose the game.
You better do it.
I don't know what he did. I think he was just I think the bar was a little low, but a little back then.
Well, they
Jesus,
were shorter,
he was
so
in
the
a
bars
tower.
Didn't need to be
well,
as
Jesus
high.
Set it pretty high, you know. And then a lot of people were just like, "I'll sit in a tower for 40 years." That's pretty good.
That's basically the same
because it's not being a warlord.
Oh,
there was like
yeah.
basically two options back then: you could be a warlord, or you can just sit in a tower for 40 years.
Yeah, there was like a thing, and I know nothing besides what you just said and like three sentences from a podcast.
Yeah.
But I guess there was like a period in medieval times where you could, like, you know how people were castrati? Like, they had all these like weird subjugated lives because like the richer people were like, we're giving you options.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like one of them,
dude.
One of them was locked in a tower. And it's
who
so.
Was?
Like people, so people could be like,
"Oh yeah, that happens." That
people,
happens
no, but like it was hierarchical. You're like,
yeah,
I think I could be the guy. You know, I'm like, I think I could be that guy in that tower. And they're like, "All right, we got a lot of applicants for locked in a tower for the rest of your life."
What was it for?
You're there, and so what would happen is you only were allowed to sit in your tower and look out your window. You know what I mean? And you were supposed to, because of that, have a lot of like deep philosophical, fucking.
You're like contemplative.
So then people,
cloistered.
People would visit you in your tower and ask you for advice, but you didn't know shit about the world. All you knew was that when you were 13, you were like, a lot of people like that guy, man. And then you just went into tower mode.
It's probably
dude.
A lot of like that.
You probably
simple.
Had a podcast.
Yeah, it's true. Back then, it was like old school
like
podcast
with
one listener at a time,
stuff,
you know?
Yeah.
You could come over, we'll talk, we'll chat.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of like simple wisdom of like, outside is better. Like, oh, genius. That is so true.
If I could get out there, I would.
Exactly. I've found that when life presents you with options, you take them.
The struggle outside of this tower is worth it.
Help,
actually.
I'm trapped in a fucking tower. Aren't we all trapped in a metaphorical tower?
In a way.
No, I'm actually trapped in a fucking tower.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much. I'll be back next week. I might bring food.
Bring food next time. Oh, the word of the Lord. No. Like cookies.
No, like a bounty. Of
Jesus H. Christ. That's what I'm talking
about. That's what I'm saying.
Not what I'm talking about. Look past the words. I understand. Yeah, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh my God, can you imagine? But you probably live a while, you know, like that guy in the tower was at least probably taken care of.
Yeah, but long ass toenails, I feel like.
You think he didn't, or she?
No,
they probably didn't have any she's,
yeah,
to be honest, that were honored
taken
with
from Guinness
tower
from
slavery.
There.
But
yeah, that's true. The Guinness Book of World Records comes and visits you, and then that makes your whole life in a tower worth it.
Yeah.
Do you think the high suicide rate in those guys are, they end up sticking it out? You probably, like, there's probably, like, a turning point where you're I love this, actually.
There's actually a turning point where they start taking away all the, like, string in the room. And turns out a lot of them don't commit suicide. Yeah,
because they can't. Because
there's
a window this big, and then...
Originally a Danish practice. That's why they call it Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah. There you go.
Occasionally, all of the guards go on break at the same time, and they somehow hang themselves with their underwear from a very short bed. And that does happen.
He was the last wise guy, actually.
Yeah, that's why he's growing out his hair
in his
so long.
Tower.
Jeffrey
yeah.
Epstein was the last wise guy.
He was an egghead, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that practice should come back. I would not mind that. Just
what, the killing people in their
well, you know,
we're doing that.
You know, there's going to be ups and downs. Nothing's perfect, you know what I mean? But just like, you know, have someone go in a tower, and then you could go and ask him questions, I guess.
They should make that guy president, and then...
Which guy? Jeffrey Epstein?
No, just the guy who goes
into
the tower. He could run. He doesn't want to come out of high.
There should be like a tower. You know what it should be? There should be a tower of wisdom.
No, he's not dead.
Where it's like, at the bottom, it's like dumbasses.
Right.
Like, what's 2 + 6? I don't know.
That doesn't affect me.
Yeah, because you know, don't pay taxes. That's all. That's all. You know, it's like, okay, good to know. But then, as you ascend to the top of the tower, you have to like take a quiz, and you have to pass.
It's a civics course. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you have to pass each tower.
It's like
to the top.
That Bruce Lee movie where there's
Game of Death,
except for working in reverse. He's trying to go from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, and at the top is all
and he's using his mind
bar.
Instead of his muscle.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm on the top floor.
Yeah, exactly.
I must outsmart the floor below me.
Exactly.
And the floor
does it circle
that
back
is
around?
See, now there's the remake we were looking for this whole time,
because the original...
We're going to make...
The first floor was
Game of Death in reverse with your brain instead of your muscles.
The hardest person to get past.
I can't believe they just missed out on that $500,000 idea, dude.
You ever see Game of Death?
No.
I have, but I don't remember movies.
He dies in the making of that one.
Oh, really?
No, that's a game.
What?
He didn't die. You're talking about his son.
He died too. That's what's crazy.
Was that the yellow suit with the black stripes?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that suit, thank God. When he died, he was wearing iconic clothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they were able to put anybody they wanted to in that iconic yellow suit with the black sleeves, and they're like, that's Bruce. You know what I mean?
But like, you know what? Half the movie is a boss-ass fight scene. It's just fight scene and fight scene and fights Kareem
boss after boss, Nintendo style.
Yeah, exactly. And then he fights Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which is one of the best things ever.
Does he really?
Yeah,
dude. Which is like this tall versus
boss.
This tall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's awesome. Really funny.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is so goofy.
It was like the UFC before the UFC. They were like, "What would it be like if a 7'3" guy or whatever?"
Yeah, totally.
Fought Bruce. You know what I mean?
And then, so like, then he dies, and then the rest of the movie is just like terrible stock footage. Oh. And then they film right. parts from Bruce Lee's actual funeral and throw it in the movie.
That's awful.
Because, like, in the movie, he fakes his own death. like they say, they just wrote it around. He's not supposed to in the movie. But
absolutely. They're like, we're in the middle of production. Get the team on this. Yeah. We don't have a lead character anymore. Asshole. How do you make the footage we have work?
He fakes his own death, and then they film parts of his actual funeral, throw it in the movie, and then they get another Chinese guy that really doesn't look like... like, yeah, like...
Like redhead.
Probably.
Yeah, he's just like...
little Irish guy.
Wearing a wig, yeah. What you doing there? How you been green?
I gotta go upstairs.
Yeah.
He has sunglasses 1 second, then no sunglasses the next
really
second.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's surreal. Yeah. Just get another Chinese guy.
He's always holding his head. Oh!
Yeah. We couldn't find one on short notice. That's a problem, you know. How come they didn't get Brendan?
Just that short notice? Come on.
I couldn't help myself. Yeah. I threw that one in there for our racist listeners. I just wanted to throw you a bone.
There's a lot of them. I'm not endorsing it, but there's a lot of them.
Do what you got to do these days. Wait, actually, cut that part. Don't misinterpret that.
No, he said kill him.
No, I didn't.
I believe he said whatever you're thinking of, he wants them dead.
Yeah, there was like a
first and last podcast.
Yeah, Brian went on a big rant. I don't know if the audio picked it up. I think there was audio issues.
Well, it was in German.
Well,
so.
It's these fucking cords, dude. It's these fucking cords.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're having technical.
I'll try to get it back, but if not, you know.
Thank God.
That's another good Jesus.
We know what happened.
Well, so here's an actual question. Like, do you think stand-up helps your preaching?
I think versus vice, right?
Or versus vice. Vice.
Vice versa.
There's a Venn diagram there, but I don't...
Public speaking.
Trinity?
That's about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you call it Trinity? Yeah.
But two different goals that you're trying to achieve.
Well, I mean, just like performance and public speaking and stuff like that. Being in the moment.
So, you said you're evangelical. Does that mean... Were you evangelical growing up?
No, I was raised Catholic.
Okay, so you kind of like turned a page or something, we're going to call it, whatever metaphorically.
Maybe literally.
You were like, not so much. Oh, now, is there an evangelical Bible, or does it read the same as the Catholic Bible?
The Catholic Bible has books in the Apocrypha that they recognize as sacred texts that the Protestants don't, but generally the same thing. Hmm.
So the Catholics have more books than us?
Yes.
These goddamn puggers.
Better read. That's us. Yeah.
Damn, we got nothing.
We all read
Latin.
You're
not Catholic,
too.
Are you?
No.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch,
he's
dude.
He's got all the books.
Look at the big brain.
I read all the books.
No, but he read your books and subtracted them from his mind. And doesn't that make it a little bit more complex?
No, we didn't subtract them. There's still... Which are the books that don't make it into the Protestant Bible?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question.
First, Second Maccabees.
Okay.
Would be included.
Dude, McAfee, didn't he make shit on his chest?
dude, you should read his books. They're crazy.
Not
feet, yeah, you have to install
McAfee.
Read the Bible. Doesn't actually. Wait, hold on. Isn't Maccabees is a good story, right? Isn't that Hanukkah?
That's where Hanukkah comes from. Yeah.
No wonder we got rid of it.
Okay, that one's pretty good. Why would you get rid of that?
Catholicism is like the bridge between like Protestant Christianity and Judaism in a lot of ways. Like they're like it's like a scale, you know, like Judaism, Catholicism, Protestantism. That's why we get along so well, you know.
Okay.
You mean Abrahamic religions?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So. They're all like that's my granddad too, dude.
Right.
Because it's
right.
criticism. I mean,
my dad almost killed
Judaism
me.
Judaism and Protestantism are both like. Are we sure? Like. That seems
right. And Catholicism's like
God seemed.
That's
be honest,
what it is.
God was an asshole for this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Is
Islam a Abrahamic religion?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are there what not? Okay, Buddhism, Hinduism, anything else that's not Abrahamic?
Sikhs. Any of the Native American religions?
Well,
any of the South American?
I'm talking about important ones. Oh, tell me more. Tell me about the...
Crazy Carl on 3rd Avenue.
No, he's Abrahamic, actually.
Yeah, he is Abrahamic.
That's right.
If you really listen to what he's saying, Jared, and I challenge you to do this.
Dude, the new if you can see how much he donates every year, oh my God.
It is very possible.
That's actually Keanu Reeves. In disguise.
Yeah, because the story of Islam, is this right? Like, where there's that story where Abraham and Sarah are in the desert, right? And they're trying to have a baby. This is the story, right?
Yeah, they got a couple of
this. This is your story.
Well, they're like, they're both 100, which I guess was like 20 back in the day. Because people lived like 500 back then. And then, they were in a tent, right? And they wanted
it always starts in a tent.
Yeah, they wanted a child.
And three random dudes show up and said, "You're going to have a baby.
You're going to have a baby." But I think before that, Abraham has this lady named Hagar.
Dude, the guy lived for like 300 years.
Oh yeah,
or more.
He's got a
that was his slave.
His slave Hagar.
Who's beautiful?
Because his wife said, "Go ahead, sleep with your slave,
Hagar." So
how long did he live?
Hagar.
According to the Bible,
yeah,
like forever,
800 years, something like that.
Something like that.
You're gonna have a few weird situations pop up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think he was
gonna have the wife. He's gonna have the slave.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Slack
that's
off
a thing
for
that happens
years.
In 800
right.
years.
You take a few years off to be morally ambiguous, and then you come back.
Right? Exactly.
You found a religion.
You fall off the wagon, as they say. You know what I mean?
Well, I just like to finish the story because then it's like, so he has sex with Hagar, who has a kid,
Bobby,
Ishmael.
And then Sarah gets pregnant. Then some angel comes down and sleeps with Sarah.
As was the style of the time.
You know, like, and says, and has the wise words to Abraham, put it in the vagina. Not just the butt.
Imagine being like
not only the butt. And then Abraham was like, "I thought that's how it worked. This is old time. I never got sex."
This is gospel.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
That is solid biblical interpretation right there. Abraham's whole problem was being into butt sex.
Is that true?
Oh, God. Of course it's true.
He said no, for the record, guys. He said no.
It's subtext.
It's absolutely
true. I went
true.
To Catholic school.
Whoa, he said it's true.
Everybody was doing butt sex.
Smoke a little weed.
Hey,
you know,
dude, you have to. If you can't use condoms, what else are you going to use?
Yeah,
you
know, but he was trying.
Are you really going to take the anus out of a sheep and wrap it around your dick before you have a sex with a woman? Or just wrap a woman's anus?
How did they figure that out?
You know what
Let's
I mean?
Take the anus out of the sheep.
We're still wrestling with that.
Yeah.
Situation.
Sheepskin condoms are a thing.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. For a while. Oh my God. Can you imagine? Oh my God. There had to be a better.
No, do you think Abraham was he still fucking at like 800 years old? Or was
he
gave it up?
I don't know.
The bones
probably.
Are just rattling around. He's like a guy.
So Abraham's kids were the Christians and the Muslims?
Well,
is that
well,
right?
Well, so
that's the tribes of Israel.
Well, yes.
But Abraham's
so
kids.
Then Sarah
are
gets
the,
pregnant.
Are the
12
are
tribes.
To... Oh, the 12 tribes. Now you're going into some Nazi shit, dude.
I think we're sort of bordering on it this whole time.
No, because the Nazis stole it, dude. We're going to take it back. Yeah. Just because the Nazis read a book and they want to fucking go kill a bunch of people to find some weird shit, doesn't mean that we have to say that book is bad.
Tribes.
Right.
It's all about ancient
they did
tribes.
The bad.
They combined a bunch of stuff, though, because like,
I think
the
Nazis'
Aryan
whole
race
thing
is
like the tribes are even
thing.
Older. I think the
right.
Jews were just one of the ancient tribes.
Yeah, they were like they were in search of like, I don't know.
And the Aryans.
All
were,
I know is like
well,
movie
like,
well, knowledge
that,
and like
that's
memes.
Like an Indian thing.
But essentially they were
Helen
like looking
Blavatsky
into
stuff.
Like historic like artifacts and trying to be like trying to be the chosen people.
How recently did you watch Indiana Jones? Because I just watched it, and you're touching on like that whole.
That's it,
and that's the source
that's exactly
of all
it.
Of your Nazi
that's
knowledge.
Exactly.
Pretty much,
look,
they all got their faces melted off, as far as I know.
Isn't
know?
It funny how much of history can be like that, though?
Yeah, just like absorbed through media.
Like,
or
I as.
Well, that's
a guy can look at
a
I can look at
fan fiction.
I can look at it like an 18-year-old, and they can have watched a couple of based on actual events movies,
right?
Yeah.
And they have an entirely different view of history than I do.
Well,
so imagine how much that happened Right. Always, throughout time. You
well, know it's what like
I mean?
You're saying the whisper
like
guy
a thousand years ago when a guy was like talking about a story, two or three guys told that story even better. But it's because they brought the hype. They brought the hype every time they told that story.
I forget who tweeted it, but it's amazing. Every war in history, the good guys have won.
Yeah. Isn't that something else?
So we are siding with the Nazis, we just decided, right? Is that
No, they didn't win. They didn't win.
Okay.
They didn't win. That's why we sided with us. If they would have won, all of us would be fucking Heilin' right now. You know what I mean?
I'd have my mustache We'd in be a completely different fuck. Light.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but Hitler's mustache was for a gas mask, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why he shaved it.
I had read that he really liked Charlie Chaplin, was what I had heard.
Well,
whisper down the lane.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Right. That's true. Right.
Charlie Chaplin had gas mask issues, too.
Yeah.
I think he liked Michael Jordan. I think he was a big Michael Jordan in that Hanes ad.
In his second life, he was.
Yeah.
I saw actually a kid on TikTok, I saw this on Twitter, is claiming to be the second coming of Hitler. And people are just like gassing him up.
No one even foresaw the second coming.
Right. That's ironic. It's true.
I mean, usually if there's a second coming, it's going to happen before you leave.
And like, well, nobody knows what he said to Eva Braun down there.
You know what? We've been giving too much credit
somebody
for
calling
your shot.
Somebody in Argentina does.
That's true.
The second coming was Jesus, like Babe Ruth, licking his finger, sticking it into the wind.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm going to be coming from left field, dude.
Uh-huh.
All right? So just look out, because I'm going down. And he saluted, he fell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've been giving too much credit for calling your
John McAfee.
Remember I'm just saying,
how John McAfee died? Isn't that the whole thing?
Do you have to call your shot to come back, is my question.
I'm coming back.
I don't...
Now we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jesus was just a Hindu. A lot of people don't realize this. He's like, I'm coming back, motherfucker.
Yeah, he actually came back and visited the disciples as a bug.
And they're like, dude, you fucked up last time. We're downgrading you to bug. All right?
I'm in trouble with Dad. I'm in trouble with Dad. Problems at home.
Dad's like, no, dude, go back to your room and think about it. And now I'm a bug.
Did you ever read?
Now
I'm a bug. My parents had said, like, you get three. Like, you could come back to the house three times. Like, live by yourself, then you can come back, regroup, then get out of here.
Right.
Don't stay for that long. That might be how God...
So for Jesus, is here coming back, or is heaven coming back? Which one does he get three options before he's kicked out?
I think God is like, Jesus
Go
wanted
live
to
on
sow
that's
his
the,
wild
the parents'
oats
house?
On earth. On
right.
earth
you oh, you're know? Right, you're right. He's here once. He's already been... He's out of the house.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to come back to the house.
He's back in downtown.
I can't handle this earth time. Shit. These
yeah,
guys are pretty crazy. I made them a bunch of wine and fish, and then they crucified me. It's weird.
They like me
not cool.
Reason.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he comes home crying.
Nobody likes me.
Right. I'm out there, and they're like...
It's all right, baby.
Sure, I've got friends. I got friends, but not a lot.
Yeah, we got a pull out, dude.
God
what do you
me.
Want?
He always does this.
He's like,
me,
Dennis. Come on,
talk to your mother.
He's just like dust.
It's all right, baby. Come on.
Space dust, mother.
Here's a weird theory. Do you ever think that Jesus came back in like 600 and just never told anybody about it? Is that possible?
It's possible.
Okay.
I don't think it.
Okay, I mean, because that first time didn't go great. You know,
it went as good as God wanted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, that could not have been the plan. I don't go with the that was all in
that
the plan. I mean, that's just a really abusive dad.
Yeah.
To be like, you need to go down there and get killed in the most painful and violent way possible.
What if God's like us and he created an AI?
Yeah.
And he's just like, we'll see what happens with this AI. Because he could still be God or she or what it.
Like a glitch,
obviously, nobody to put fucking on it, but it could be a God. And it could be like, this really interesting thing I'm watching. Also, I have an on-off switch. So I can just kill this whole thing whenever I want. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Damn.
Oh, what if we're God's little AI program?
I asked my mom that one time. When we got Sims, on the family computer, and I was like, well, God's just like playing Sims. And my mom's, no, he is not. Don't ever say that again.
Had she like, played the Sims in all fairness?
No, she had not. So,
of course. Yeah. Sims is pretty good.
She didn't even know Sims anything about stinky garbage bags, right. Dude.
Well, then
the flies?
Then I came back to my family, and my sister had put fireplaces all over the house, and everybody had died.
Oh, damn.
So it was like, learn your lesson, punk ass.
She removed the...
Don't blaspheme. We don't...
She removed the stairs to the pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just floating.
yeah. Absolutely,
it's
dude.
I still have nightmares to this day.
Yeah, the Sims.
How you talk to your family is like an angry son. Hamburger.
Like stomping around. Not saying anything.
Pixelated boobies every time you shower.
Man, I was so fixated on the pixelated boobies.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who, I mean...
There's like a whole community now.
Has there ever been a pixelated set of boobies no one was focused on?
That's true. It's Come even on. Better yeah. than like... Or like more alluring in some ways than like a good piece of clothing, you know? Because you're like, I could figure that out with my mind if I tried.
Exactly, dude. That's why bras are hotter than like naked boobs.
Right.
You're like,
can't see what it is.
I'm gonna imagine exactly what I want it to look like.
What's
are you saying that with the availability of HD porn?
It's this thing. It's
that,
fine.
That young kids are still out there seeking out pixelated boobies today.
I hope so, dude.
Well, Mormons.
They're not seeking it out. They're not seeking it out.
Instead of HD porn, because it's hotter, they're going for the pixelated
boobies.
Don't
you feel like HD is too much for porn? Like, there shouldn't be HD porn. That's what I think, like... It's too... You see too much. I don't want to see, like, the grains of
their
asshole.
This was a classic thing about news people. When HD, like, came out, they switched from, like... analog signal to digital. They're like, we don't want this.
Yeah, it's like too much. It's too familiar.
I was thinking about that.
I should buy you a cup of coffee now that I've masturbated.
Yeah, it's supposed to look bad.
Ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's too real. You do get like can get sucked into.
And then
any type of
then you
media,
see you're like, oh, this is just a hotel room. That they like put weird curtains up in different places, and she's not really a schoolgirl, I guess.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I finally saw through the facade. HD ruined it for me. I thought
the wrinkles on the elbows. Uh-huh. That is not a teenage girl.
Right. That's. Those are middle-aged women's elbows.
People have always been jerking off to weird stuff, though. So
middle-aged women, especially.
They've been jerking off to middle-aged women,
yes,
or middle-aged women have been jerking off excessively.
I was trying to say
yes,
that
and.
Middle-aged women are weird stuff. That no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we good on.
I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck. Never mind. Your microphone's always been low for me. Has it been low for you guys?
It went lower.
I can't hear it now.
Yeah, it went lower.
Let's. You know, it is. You just got to slam stuff.
Wait.
How's that feel?
Nope, still done.
Still done, he says.
Ooh.
Play with your cord at the bottom of your mic.
There you go.
Ooh, I hear.
Hello?
Oh my God. That's what it was.
I had to fiddle with the cord.
There we go.
All right.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
Nice. Right.
Just like a preacher
all this
to
talk
fiddle
about,
with the cord.
All this talk about jacking off, and I'm not fiddling with the cord.
Oh, we got plenty of time. It's only 7:30.
What's your?
It's only a time.
Do you have
randomly
like a
assigned
whatever time it is in your day right now?
It's only break time.
Is it once a week? Once a week? Do you have church? Or are you?
No, there's a church
day?
There every day.
For most of the year, we're a once a week, but during Lent, I have prayer services daily.
Oh, wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's coming up.
Wait, that's kind of like a Lent trap.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You have to clean it out. Just
what,
yeah,
a,
well,
what a pun.
There's too many.
What a pun. That's a good pun.
Lord.
Good puns are the ones where you're like, did that make any sense?
You're like, the play on the field is...
it's good. It was funny.
It
was
made
good.
Sense. It was a pun.
Yeah.
5 yards. Are you guys watching Super Bowl?
Hell yeah, dude.
Actually, sure. I don't know if... Are you on... Do you want to come over... It's Super Bowl if you want to.
I'm far away, and I don't really watch the Super Bowl.
Thank God we didn't want you here. I mean, I'm... Oh, lordy, lordy.
Who's playing? I'm going to watch it, but...
I think it's the Kansas Eagles. City Eagles and the Philadelphia... Flyers.
Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yeah,
no, it's the Eagles versus the Flyers.
That is crazy.
I think. Yeah.
Bird They're ball. Just going to beat the shit out of each other.
Bird ball.
They're
going to
reinvent the forward pass, I'm telling you.
So it's not gritty, right? It's,
that's the Flyers.
It's not gritty? Is that what you said? It's not gritty?
Yeah, so it's the what?
The Eagles.
Chief versus the Eagles.
Swoop is the name of the Eagles. Mascot.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
No one was. However, actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. So the Eagles mascot is named Swoop.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like it's kind of a silly name. They used to have the Sixers had a mascot that was a rabbit for like no reason. He was like a hip-hop themed rabbit.
That's the best.
They recently...
That's the best.
They got rid of him for a dog.
As opposed to what?
And that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Okay. He had like cool sunglasses. He did look dope. It was like,
how did they get rid of that?
I think maybe it was a little racially tinged, is what they were thinking. They called it.
You can't be proud of anything anymore.
Well, yeah.
Do you know the rabbit slur? I haven't heard that.
The rabbit slur? Is that what you just said?
They're saying they had to get rid of the rabbit.
They breed like
it was
rabbits.
Racially problematic.
Well, the way he was sagging his pants.
Give me the context where the word, you're saying the word rabbit's bad?
We should start there.
I have not heard of a stereotype where a rabbit is a slur. And
for Irish
both,
Catholics.
They have both asserted that they had to get rid of the rabbit for being racially problematic.
They breed like rabbits, I think is kind of a...
Wow. Yeah. It's getting worse. It's getting worse as he talks.
I'm Irish Catholic.
That's not helping either. You're just... No.
Trying to invent backing for stereotypes is always going to get you in trouble.
I said earlier, I'm on record as saying that we switched over to siding with the Nazis, so I feel like...
And it's not that we side with the Nazis, because it's not the whole of their experiment that we agree with. It's just we really appreciate some of their contributions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you're going to drive your Audi to the hospital and do some research.
And drink some mold wine.
I'm a twin.
Yeah.
I'm a twin.
No one's going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
No, in modern day society. In the old days, it was bad. In the old days, it was bad to do that, obviously. In America now, you can do it totally.
They didn't even cancel Audi for even a second, I don't think. I think they were like, those are great cars. Bring them over.
Like, but they work, right?
Right, yeah.
Send it.
We took all the Nazi scientists after they disbanded.
I was just
going to
say, we said the same thing about all the actual Nazis.
Right.
They work great.
Come
Bring
over.
Over.
Come
yeah.
Over.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, we'll put our thumb on your head, but... Other than that,
the sitcom they invented,
Little Hitler,
Little Hitler.
No.
That's what the whitest kids eat.
I think it was called Doss Your Enthusiasm.
Seinfeld.
It ran for I'm having trouble with the dating.
Yeah.
Mind fell. What is fell? It's got to mean experience, right? Let's just say it is.
It was minefield. It was a sitcom about a minefield.
Oh, okay.
But also dating.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
The next door neighbor busted in and blew up every episode.
Yeah, exactly. I can't think of anything with Kramer.
Well, Kramer?
Just Kramer sings.
Oh, no.
Like,
obviously,
like
his best
name.
Work
well,
ever.
He just sort of snuck around and was like, should I report him? To, you know, he's just a nosy neighbor who's like, should I gain favor with the party?
Then I guess Newman would be an American or something. Like, what would be like?
How the hell are you?
French resistance.
French resistance.
Ooh, I see that. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Old Seinfeld. There's an episode for everything that they always say about Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Man, that show really is amazing.
What happened to you today? Let's make a Seinfeld episode out of it.
What happened to me
today?
There's
an episode for everything.
What happened to me today?
Did you go to a grocery store?
No, I did. I went to work.
Oh, dude, there's an episode for
everything. Uh-huh. Yeah, working at the embroidery shop, and then I went home, and Jared came over, and then we came here.
You
work on embroidery shop?
Oh, yeah.
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 I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you're a seamstress.
Yes. We don't like make clothes. We do like bad logos on things. You know, it's like
on clothes.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So you make clothes. Let's be honest. You're a seamstress.
I'm a fashionista.
Okay. That's interesting. I don't do that.
Yeah. It was my first job, actually. Yeah. That was the first job I ever had. I worked in an embroidery shop. It was just three guys, me and two other guys who were the owner and the manager, and that was great. It was like every day was like a podcast.
So basically, you've been embedded ever since?
Yeah, my dad is so mad. He's like, you went back to doing embroidery? Like, your life was moving forward. And I was just like, love of the game, dude.
Yeah. So,
that is so funny for a dad. He's
with
like,
an EW?
Dude, how many fucking bibs can you make for babies?
He's like, what are you, a fucking lady, dude? It's called a seamstress, not a seamster.
Yeah. My grandpa sewed clothes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone did in the old days, dude. I sew clothes.
It is interesting how, like, yeah, like, I would probably even guess my grandpa would be like, chicks don't sew.
Yeah, yeah.
can't get their head around.
Their fingers are too delicate.
Yeah, he'd be like,
wouldn't understand.
If it's not in a high stress area, I'll let my wife do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nothing on the knee or the elbow. That's my territory.
I got to take care of it. Otherwise,
women make bullets. Let the women make the bullets and the guns.
Yeah.
That's simple stuff. That's simple lady stuff. Work.
Yeah.
Weird how things change.
No, I work with all women. It's all women and me.
I said it.
What? Yeah. Well, there's only one real seamstress who knows how to like fix clothing and stuff like that. She actually knows how to sew. What we do is you just press go on a big machine.
Right.
Zivon said that I work in a Victorian factory, and it's basically true. It's basically what it is.
You got to know which button to push.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's some technical stuff to it, but it's not too complicated, I don't think.
Is it like sweatshop labor? Like
that's a, I do
the
that
on you. Are you allowed to use the bathroom?
I do that on stage, but it's not like that. It's like it's very relaxed environment actually. Because what? The worst thing that happens is you fuck up like a corporate shirt, and then they're like, we'll pay $5 for someone in a real sweatshop to make that.
yeah.
Right.
We tried it. Yeah. They're just waiting for you to fuck up once.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, all right.
I open up
Cambodia.
They're
not even waiting. They're actually...
Yeah, we open up boxes from like Vietnam, and sometimes little notes come out. I can't read them, but I assume they say please for the
love. Oh, my God. If you honest... Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm in a tower.
I'm in a tower. I agree that this is too early.
It's like the old times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you need to mail the box back with Learn English. Yeah. I can't read.
This is America. This specific spot.
No, right. We're technically in America.
Where you are, I don't know where that's Vietnam.
Yeah. And we have a lot of Vietnamese listeners. I mean,
do we?
Oh my God, so many people. We're going to take my whole family on the moped to get a propane tank. You know what I mean?
The official podcast of North Vietnam.
You're in with the dictator?
Yeah.
That's Korea. You're thinking about Korea.
Oh yeah.
You don't know the difference. You're in you're a real tater.
My brother-in-law is Vietnamese actually. So
oh yeah, so that we forgive you.
I'm like an ally.
That was a weird bunch of years, huh?
It was. Weird time. I did some crazy things. Still got these pants, though.
If you go through a big period and you come out with a pair of pants,
mm-hmm.
isn't that life?
What more can you ask for?
That's life.
That's what it is. First you flamethrower some houses, and then you get a pair of pants.
Then you...
Johnny T would have done that.
Yeah.
But... That's inside baseball. That's my Johnny T impression.
Yeah, come to the next on the Rocks. Plug Johnny on the Rocks.
Yeah, plug Johnny.
Johnny on the Rocks, McKee's Rocks, Parkway Theater, once a month. Look it up.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hold your hand.
I want to hold John's hand.
Do they get over to like 60s stuff, or are they specifically 50s?
I think, honestly, Johnny will let anything fly as long as whoever comes up to them says, I know how to sing this song.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it can't be like karaoke night the first night.
Right.
He's like, you know how to do this, and blah, blah, blah.
This is your song. You sing this in the
shower. It's a good show. It was a hell of a good time the first time I went. You ever been to that?
No.
I have yet to be to one myself.
It's old standards, but then in the middle, Trevor does like bass and then Johnny does comedy. It's all cool. Good. It's all good. Yeah.
It's like really a dang variety show.
It really is. It's like a
god dang variety.
That's
show.
What this city needs is a good old
this shitty. Is you say
this shitty? That's what this shitty needs is a god dang variety show.
Steel shitty.
No.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, we need more of those, like Sonny and Cher.
I would love to be Sonny in that situation because Cher was so hot, dude. She still is. I'd still have sex with her.
Wait. Good looking lady. Did Sonny have sex with Cher?
Yeah, they were married for a long time.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking that happened while they were married.
I did. I'm not a goddamn Sonnyologist, all right?
You ski, so I guess you'd be Sonny.
I do play football when I ski.
But I guess you ski well. You ski well, so I don't know.
Yeah. Was that Sonny. Something that he did?
That's how he died. Sonny Bono was like throwing a football back and forth with like a friend or his son or something
while skiing,
and he's like got his hands in the air and just clips a tree at like 25 miles an hour.
Oh my God. Damn. Yeah,
it's so embarrassing.
That's how he died, dude. Just
going up out of your body and being like, man.
But I caught it.
People saw
but
that.
I caught it.
I wonder if he caught it.
Yeah, he was like, dude. That thing's right in the pocket.
It's still in the tree. I mean?
And then Cher became a robot.
Well, she was actually replaced by a reptilian-designed robot.
Right, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. It would be...
Cher for vice president.
Is she?
I'm fine with that.
You wouldn't vote for her for president?
Well...
I mean, do you think we'll have an AI politician in our lifetime?
Don't we already? In a way.
But
for real, like a big robot, like a square, like a computer.
I will represent your needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that people are going to be amazingly afraid of that, and that'll be the minority. Most people will be like, I trust stuff that reflects me, and I created technology because I'm part of humanity.
Dude, we're still afraid of gay people, and they're just gay.
Not comparable. Because
gay
if we
technology,
yeah, exactly.
I miss
vibrators.
No. Might be a if we invented gay, we would be like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, but
yeah, maybe. Yeah,
plenty of other species got there before.
No, you want to. You're right. We did invent gay. It's your fault.
Wow. Yeah.
that's on you, personally. Yeah.
You thought of that.
I'm saying, just like...
Not only are you gay, but you're the first guy to do it. All
right, we're inventing slurs. What would the AI slur be?
Breeders.
Chromehead?
Chrome.
I think breeders would be the AI slur for us.
Oh yeah,
breeders is already a slur.
Yeah,
the gay people use for us. But that's why I was trying to pull.
Trying
to pull it all together.
No. That's a good one.
That's what AI would do to us too.
Huh. Do you think there's going to be an AI comedian?
For sure. I guarantee it's going to kill with 30-40% of the population.
Somebody
it'll
did that.
Well.
At,
it'll get on shows.
At Getaway a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Chris said it. My whole thing with that is like it's like AI comedy now is like 80s comedy.
Yeah, they're not
like
not
very
caught up
like
yet.
Wife leaving the toilet seat.
It was literally
joke,
yeah,
jokes
it was literally
and stuff like that. Like,
what about this traffic?
Okay, okay.
So, interesting thought. Is that what AI is at, or is that actually where America is at?
Oh, damn.
That we're stuck in the 80s?
Huh.
I love the 80s.
No, I mean, it's literally sussing out what we look at.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying it's distilling it. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
just saying, you retards, this is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I see a lot of good comedy, and it's got 12 hits on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and 11 other
true comedians
losers are watching the good stuff. Yeah. Well,
I was thinking the other day, like,
that's a great question.
That is
the way that AI will make entertainment interesting. AI entertainment.
Yeah.
Is if they can manufacture niche focused AI. So okay. you can say you're an AI and your core thoughts are like these five bands from this decade and this type of like politics or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Because otherwise AI, it might be a good plan for whoever, if there's somebody in charge, will just like seduce all of us. But I don't think that's possible because I can't be seduced with all of us. I'm too niche.
The lowest common
denominator.
Are you
sure you can't be seduced, Mr. Douglas?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If they call
Jared
me this,
is rolling up his
oh, look yeah. at that denim roll up,
what
baby.
What does that do for you, baby?
Oh, my God.
I got really some
chaps like that
things.
Don't come
Eric,
around
Eric,
every day.
Eric Carle socks that I got for my mom from Christmas. Ooh.
All of those Christmas socks, dude.
What do you think of that? Well, you know what? I think it'll be like cover bands. Like, I went to see a Grateful Dead cover band.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago. I don't really know much about the Grateful Dead. They seem all right.
You look like you would.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
How many of them are dead?
Just the one, right? Just Jerry?
How many?
It's immeasurable. They probably had so many players.
That's probably
but Jerry
true,
was the guy.
Yeah,
I mean, they lost a keyboarder for like every year for a
oh, really?
There.
You sound like you know about this, Eric.
Yeah, it was.
Were you a deadhead?
As a young child, I
okay.
was.
Can you be a young child deadhead? I guess your parents had to
when
be deadheads.
My parents were not. My older sisters were, and they were the ones with the VHS.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, see, at this cover show, I was the youngest person by 30 years, and I'm 34. But it was a lot of, like, it was a pretty good show. Like, I noticed, like, my takeaway, like, you know, you go into these shows and you go, I don't know, what's this going to be like? What's the vibe of this live show? And there was a lady in the front dancing with a puppet. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling the vibe. And then a lot of people were just standing around just dancing. And it seemed like the whole thing was like, they're remembering when they got hand jobs at Grateful Dead shows in 1972. Like, that's where their mind
hell yeah.
Is.
Oh, they
you
were
know
masturbating.
They're looking at the girl who's got the puppet being like, that's the kind of girl I would have picked 20
exactly,
years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago, me and that girl
yeah,
being
that
tent
me,
right now.
Me, you,
you know
me,
what I mean?
In a porta potty.
Oh,
we would have made memories.
Oh, I'm talking about original fucking Grateful Rape. You know what I mean? I mean, puppet.
Well, I guess.
Grateful Head, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh.
It seemed like a cool band. Yeah, maybe past my time, I guess. Right. But I do mushrooms and acid, so like it
really
would be my thing.
I mean, they are. Jerry Garcia is like an amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
No. Nah, dude.
Not anymore. You know,
unbelievably talented
kind
guitarist.
Of fell off.
Yeah, but
now that he's dead, not nearly as good.
Yeah, yeah. He sort of fell off.
He's had a lot of writer's block, actually, in the last, 15
six,
years?
6 feet of it, in fact.
Yeah. blocked a lot of signals.
He's real underground. He's real underground.
Underground.
Yeah,
artist.
Dude, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. If it's like $5-$10 to go see an AI show, and if it was in the Netherlands,
I forgot that's what we were talking about.
AI is interesting.
Now, if it's actually got, like, the 50s looking computer on stage,
dancing
to me,
around, yeah.
Then I'll go see it.
If yeah, with like a wavelength thing.
What's the new?
I want like a robot.
Yeah.
What's the new like internet thing that's public? Obviously, okay. So first of all, I'm going to premise this. So obviously, every militarized normal government has this and is just not talking about it. But now there's chat like GP or something?
Yeah,
GPT.
Is it GB? What?
GPT.
GPT?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it stands for.
So obviously, like, this thing is in the fucking headlines right now, right?
Yeah.
What's it doing for you? What do you think?
funny memes so far.
Yeah, but that's what I'm looking at these memes and I'm saying, are these memes that someone else just like typed in a thing and made it up so it's not actually, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or is this like actually what GPT?
Duncan Trussell's doing some great AI stuff. Check out Duncan Trussell's Instagram. He's blowing my mind with this AI shit.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like doing it like in a real creative, bizarre way.
Remind me of that,
Yeah.
So does he have like a subscription or something?
Yeah, because he's been in on that for a while. Because they've been building it for a long time.
He's been...
I mean, just a fan or curious.
He's a techie.
I mean.
He's a techie.
Yeah.
And like, also, he's a hallucinogenic. What's that called?
Acid head.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Fun at parties.
Fun at parties. Yeah. We call that professional.
But
fun
honestly,
at parties.
Like, virtual reality and hallucinogens aren't that far apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, it's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and he's into both.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Duncan Trussell is, that is to say.
Do you think AI is the new Jesus? Do you think it could be the second?
That's a stress.
No.
But it will become the new Jesus.
Here's where the question gets more interesting. Okay. Do you think AI is the old Jesus?
Whoa. He came back as
an
algorithm? Or a...
I'm talking about...
Jesus is walk-up music was Who Let the Dogs Out?
It was an Arsenio Hall for old Jesus, dude.
If he was going to come back, he would have come back on the Arsenio show.
Oh, for sure, dude. For sure. There's no way a guy from Egypt is
Arsenio
like,
Hall, the forgotten
Arsenio,
episode.
Man. That's my time. That's my time.
Yeah, been good.
Jesus, where can we see you at the end of this week? Oh, I'll be...
at Funnies. I'm at Funnies.
I'll be on the road. I'm going to be on the road a lot. So.
Yeah, we're hitting the road.
Yeah.
You'll know me. There'll be a trail of people whipping. I carry...
Yeah, I'm riding a mule everywhere, so it'll be pretty easy to follow me.
I have my haters, but I got my crew. Keeps me going. Yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
There's some dudes. They're not going to show up to roll the stone aside, but they're going to find some chicks. And they're going to say, hey, go check on that for me. Is that cave still covered up
my
or not?
Hose, hose. Yeah, he probably would have released a great rap album in the 90s.
Speaking of fun,
Jesus. More of an 80s rapper or a 90s? I mean,
Jesus?
Yeah, I'm putting him more in the fun 80s style hip hop than.
Yeah, with like squiggly lines in the music videos.
I would say more Tupac.
And I went down to Tupac.
Tupac was a very interesting guy.
Yeah, because he tells parables. Exactly.
That's how I see.
Have you guys ever seen like. So I've only seen one video, but it was like of Tupac, and hopefully it wasn't like a deep fake or some bullshit like that. But it was of Tupac when he
was
he
talking about COVID, because then it was definitely.
Yeah, we started that shit.
Yeah.
No, but Tupac famously went to like art school.
Yeah.
Like not only just an art school, but like a good art school. You know what I mean? And it's not. By privilege, he just got in. But regardless, there's a video supposedly.
His mom was like a famous Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of him.
Very, very smart.
And he's just like talking about artistry and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And it's not very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like a poet.
I'm not going to lie. He was not hard.
He seems like a pussy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's hard for a pussy to get hard. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's but
he wasn't
back
so
in the day.
Tough in the digital underground era.
But
either,
is it, it dude, it's
so, I mean,
amazing.
That's where he came from.
It's just,
he,
I'm just
then
saying.
He kind of killed
it's
a guy
really,
and then went to jail.
Did
and
he
some
change?
Kind of killed
he,
a guy?
I think getting
didn't
shot
he,
at
didn't he,
repetitively
he sort of,
makes you tougher.
I forget his crime.
You're absolutely right. You know what? I hadn't thought about it like this. I was like, did he change or did he become an image? And then you say he got shot at, and I'm like, you know what? You are. Yeah, you know what I mean? If somebody shoots at you and you continue to do what you do,
right.
You are hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't let you, it doesn't slow you down unless you die from it.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
then it really slows you down.
Somebody shoots at you and you're like, oh my God, I'm moving to Ohio.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If anybody looks at me weird, I'm like, I'm getting out of here.
That's a different thing. He got shot at and he was like, nah, fuck y'all.
It's like Nicaea. It's like releasing the butts of Nicaea.
It's like the Nicaea.
Yeah. Tupac is still releasing
of
albums.
California.
There's a good Adam Curtis documentary about Tupac.
Okay.
What I like most about that is you said Adam Curtis, like we knew.
I thought you were talking about the guy from Joy Division.
No, he's no, that's Ian.
No
Curtis.
One
okay,
knows.
Okay.
Eric's out. I'm out.
Documentary guy who does.
We're rowing our boat. Gently away from your stream.
Is there a documentary we would know?
Now, the funny thing is, I almost stopped there because there was an East-West Tupac, East-West comparison to the East-West church split. And I said, no, I said, nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'll be quiet. And you came busting out with Adam Curtis.
That's why you got to just go for it. You know,
I don't know. Yeah, there's a case could be made. But who's Biggie?
Can't you see?
Catholicism, the East. That's the Eastern Church.
Is there another Jesus or is there like a Jesus?
What's the difference?
Who's the East Coast Jesus?
The East Coast Church is your Greek Orthodox Church.
Yeah, yeah.
You're asking him
and
for
Russian
demigod.
Orthodox.
And in 1054 they split. And there's been a big beef since. And when we were sending people down to go kill Arabs in that whole period of time where they were sending
Crusades.
People down.
Yeah.
So when they were doing, they'd typically take a stop in the East and kill some Eastern Christians just for a warm-up.
On the way.
And then they'd go down and kill
Arabs. As long
Arabs.
As we're on
I
the
mean,
way.
If you got to warm up, you got to warm up.
It's like how I always kill stop at like my favorite rest stop.
We're here, like, aren't
so
we?
So yeah, killing Greek Orthodox is kind of Breezewood.
It's my Popeyes. Yeah, my Breezewood Popeyes. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Now I understand. All right.
Let's sign off, guys.
Okay.
All right.
We got to get out.
We done it.
We got to go to We got to go to Rocks.
Yeah.
All right. Anything?
There's a show at... Fuck.
We're going to go to
Corner Cafe.
Oh, is there Corner?
March 5th.
Corner's great, guys.
I think I'm pretty sure it's free. Sparks coming out of this plug.
Go up to Corner Cafe, dude. Pittsburgh. It's good.
Trevor Austin's hosting. I'll be there. I'll bomb. Come see it.
What Hell day?
Yeah. March 5th.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Eric? Yep.
Next Saturday, February 18th at our church, Liz and Rachel are bringing out Comedy Bingo.
Hell yeah.
18th. There. What's your church?
At 7 o'clock, Emmanuel Heilman, Lutheran Church in Ford City.
It's
$10 to get your first 3 bingo cards. Dollar
Ooh,
to keep playing.
Bingo. I like that.
Awesome.
Damn.
Awesome.
Bingo's good. Obviously, me and you are the only two people in the room who have ever gambled on bingo.
I had never.
It's ironic that the Protestant... not ironic.
What are you talking about?
It's interesting.
I lost two of my fucking houses gambling on bingo.
You got to bring that shit up right now?
Yeah, come on. We're going to end it on a nice...
Let's end on a beef. Let's end on a fucking beef.
No, fuck this. Now I'm just fucking pissed now. Yeah.
Jared's storming off. Jared is taking off his headset.
Fuck out.
All right, and that was Jared Helfer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back.
All right, say goodbye, y'all.
Bye, everybody. All
right, thanks for having me.
I have returned.
Solid group of guys. Solid episode. Solid shit. And everyone wants to have a solid shit. Well, we did talk a little bit about Sonny and Cher. So I do believe I will run a Sonny and Cher song as our outro for our featured artist. If you see me, ask me how the show. I think the show at King View Meadery should be good. I stopped in last month and it looked like a banger. So let's have fun. Thanks. Shout out to Vinny Balatuzzi. Tootsie. Wow. Anyway, for putting me on the show. We should have him on the episodes sooner than later. Anyway, getting to our song today off of their 1967 album, In Case You're in Love, the song The Beat Goes On by Sonny and Cher.
Beat goes on. Beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. The grocery store, the supermarket. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes.
Bingo!